Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, Mr. Passero, whenever you're ready, just read the script right there in front of you.
It's actually Passaro. Okay. Hello there, rats. It's a lot of O's.
If you could just ignore the amount of O's, just read it as written. Thank you.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm Harcos Passaro, and you're listening to Rolling in the Geek. What is Rolling in the Geek? I understand, but you.
Passero,
there's so many.
Whatever,
I just don't.
Harcos,
Trevor,
you,
where's
you
Trevor?
To,
I need Trevor,
just,
please.
All right, we're going to have to call this. We're going to have to cut it early, guys.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harcos Ironjaw Passaro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The B-Team scramble to get their bearings in the bottomless room they find themselves in. Harco stays above while the rest back up onto solid ground. Trevor uses his hammer, lit a flame, to try and burn away some of the webs, and burns away the outside ring of web, which falls over a mass hanging in the lower center of the room that was previously hidden. Puffles casts a burning hand spell to clear the rest away as they see long black legs push through the web and grip onto the walls. After the web burns away, they see the mass was actually a dryderized Selena, which screams and runs as soon as Trevor speaks her name. They decide to climb down to follow her, and after a tumble at the last minute, they observe the winding pathways leading away from this pit. They hear a voice and follow the path to investigate and see multitudes of bodies littering the pathways, all wrapped in spider butt rope and drained of life. They find a living one who can only seem to recite the same phrases over and over again. I did not serve well enough, and keeps referring to someone as the matron.
and then switches to Undercommon as the team tries to communicate. After various attempts at healing, they get the elf into a more coherent state, and he tells them that the matron he is referring to is Selena, and that they are the reason for the state that she is in. Specifically, that they split her mind like they were trying to split the house from the ritual that Selena interrupted. Selena eventually comes back, and after hearing her name again, screams and runs, trampling the elf that she was punishing and killing him. As they regroup, the team hears another voice and see Marcus walk out from one of the tunnels, telling them, in a very real voice, that maybe he can help explain some things. And that is where we pick back up.
Yay.
And that's where we're going to go ahead and call it for tonight. Because I know how much these two want to know what the fuck is happening here.
Sweet, Nick, you want to go play Destiny?
Quit being a dickhead, Brad.
You know what?
You told me to quit being a dickhead? That motherfucker just said we were going to call it right here at the cliffhanger moment that he cliffhangered us on a week ago.
Yeah, but for me, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was, I'm definitely hooked. I want to know more. But my biggest concern was the way he worded it. I thought this was a human Marcus, and I was going to have issues with that. But I asked last week, I was like, Marcus as a spider? And he was like, yep. And I was like, okay, I can handle that. Because I know I made the whole thing about me not liking talking spiders, but Marcus is Marcus-sized. I'm talking about, like, Selena Dryder-sized spiders being able to talk. That's a problem. But now I have other information about the whole Selena Dryder situation, so that also is altered for Hargrove. If Ken wants to cut... Look, he's in charge, Brad. That's fine. You're being an a-hole... by being, oh, that's okay. Nick, you want to do the thing that Ken can't do with us? You, sir, are an ass.
At least Dick is useful.
Oh.
An ass is useful, too. I can't argue that.
I mean, this is the...
We've got to poop somehow. You want to poop out of your pee hole?
I'm sure the body would find a way.
Finds a way.
We could be like, what, it's, there's like some kind of worm, right? It's like a cloaca, like birds have. It's all one hole.
I hate that word. I don't know why it's cloaca? Always bothered me. Yeah,
I like it. I don't know why I like that word. I like the way it comes out of my mouth. Like the way your mouth has to form it. It's fun.
Does Arcos have a cloaca?
Of course he does. He's a fucking bird person.
Okay. All right. We have gone.
That's why he pellets. Because, I mean, technically, like, yes, I make it as a barf. That's Arcos. That's how owls poop. Because they can't process things properly. So every time Arcos barfs, he's actually shitting himself. Oh, dear. Sorry, I got a little frightened. So you threw up? Yes, that's what I did. It's vomit. As he pulls out some toilet paper and wipes his face.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't even an episode that ends in five.
So you guys are standing in this hallway, and you see... Marcus, the real spider Marcus, walks around the corner, and you hear words come out of his mouth hole saying that he can maybe help explain some things. So what do you do?
Okay, I know I've been very afraid of being down here and everything, but I officially think we've been down here too long, and I'm not sure how long that is. But Marcus is speaking, and I know he doesn't speak, so I think we need to regroup our thoughts, and I would like a very...
Oh, yes, that's actually a more recent development, Harkos, my friend.
He's talking again.
Am I upsetting you?
Harkos,
I don't mean to upset you, honestly.
No, Marcus, you're not. It's just a little to get
too,
used
then.
To.
I really wish yes. I was insane.
Oh, if you spend long enough down here, that you it very possibly could happen. Madness is rampant in the Underdark at this moment.
How are you, Marcus?
Honestly, not great, my friend. Not great. The sudden awakening and speaking in a pseudo British voice, it a lot to get used to for myself as well.
Glad my mouth was empty just then.
Oh man,
I would have just spat water all over my microphone.
Did this happen the same time Selena's issue happened?
Yes, we're both half of a dozen, the two of us. It's all related.
Half of a what?
Half of a dozen. You haven't...
There's 12, Trevor.
Yes, so each of us...
And half is six.
Yes, and so each Selena and I are six to the dozen that is the crazy. There's not a dozen of us. It's just the two. But I was trying to be witty and clever, and you totally ruined it there, Trevor. Thank you for that.
There are a couple screws short of a box of spare parts there, bud. That's what he's trying to say.
You are indeed 10 ply. Yes.
Oh, Marcus, in honesty, I was a little worried that there were going to be more things like Selena.
Oh, no. Well, not quite like her, no. She is unique in and of herself. There are other Driders that are with her, within her employ, but that very unique creature is all Selena and no one else.
I don't mean to be, you know... That guy. Can we stop saying her name? It hasn't given great outcomes as of late.
Oh, well, as long as she doesn't hear you, it's fine.
It's quite dark. Kind of hard to tell if she's listening. And
you see him kind of like look around and he skitters to the side a little bit. Selena!
No,
Selena! Nope, it seems we're fine.
Thanks.
Well, just trying to help assuage some of your concerns.
New question. If we figure out how to get her back the way she was, does that also change your situation?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh.
I am not all-knowing? I don't know why you would think that suddenly, just because I have awakened and can speak, that I would know everything. I could just tell you what has happened.
Well, and that was kind of what I was getting at. I didn't know what information you did have.
I have information that I am a spider and I should not be talking.
I also have said information. Thank you.
Maybe I can help shed some light onto things if you have particular questions. This has been he kind of like thinks and he kind of looks around and he skitters a little bit and then he says, well, it's been, I think, maybe a week, maybe a little more since this has happened. We really weren't on our own in Iron's Edge all that long before Selena found the tunnel.
What made her come back here?
Oh, again, honestly, I have no idea. I just followed her. Something came over her, and I can't willingly separate myself from her. I had to follow. Hmm. And we got down here, and she got caught. And then the next thing I knew, I was speaking in a pseudo-British accent. Which is very odd.
I don't know what this British thing is you're talking about, but yes.
The people who are listening to you will understand.
Hey.
I am not breaking the fourth wall. That is not part of my character.
Jesus Christ.
So do you not have any information on what actually happened to the both of you, necessarily.
Well, I can tell you what I remember, if that would be helpful. What I remember her happening.
Yes.
So, as I said, we came down here. I followed Selena, and she... It was almost as if... it was almost as if she was in a trance, that she just... She just walked. She didn't speak. She didn't even look to me. And that, again, that's a very odd thing. We are of the same spirit. And for her to not even communicate with me mentally or, you know, verbally, that was very odd. But I had no choice but to follow. So after just a few hours of seemingly random wandering, eventually we got caught and taken back to Selena's old... the best word for it would be clan to you. There's a better word for it in Undercommon, but you don't understand that. So, the clan. And they performed a ritual. And it was... Well, let me tell you this story. The reason that Selena and I came to the surface is that she did something that would not make people happy down here. The elves of her clan were performing a ritual to do something. That it, from my understanding of Selena's thoughts, it was something to break a house. I don't know more than that. But the ritual, it's
Harkos will go. He's because presumably we're all still standing where we were when Selena charged through the tunnel, yes? And because then she charged through, Marcus showed up, we ended the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Harko's like, when he says that, I'm gonna kick the guy on the ground again, and yes, he mentioned something of her interrupting the splitting of a house, and that is why they chose to split her mind.
Ah, yes, and the point that I was going to get to here was that the ritual was quite similar to what they were doing there, but instead of a dollhouse as the component, that they actually made a statue of Selena and split it.
Oh.
And then as soon as the ritual was done, I became what you see in front of you, a intelligent spider. Intelligent arachnid. I do not like the term spider. Has a negative connotation.
I see.
But the I can make some assumptions based on what happened is that because we are one and the same, our spirits are linked, that part of her spirit went to me and part of my spirit went to her and intertwined themselves in a grotesque fashion, and so what she got was my more arachnid features, and what I got from her was her more cohesive mind.
So
maybe you're actually talking to Selena right now in some way. Interesting. So
chances are, if we find a way to fix this, then you more than likely will not speak anymore. Not to us in this fashion, at least.
Oh, no. Honestly, this makes my mandibles hurt. It's not how my body was designed.
No offense, it looks disgusting.
I apologize. I do not mean it. I have a head wrap. Maybe I could just tear something off of somebody and cover my face.
It's quite all right. I won't look directly into it. And
highly inadvisable
to stare at the ceiling from now on. Just try and absentmindedly look away while still having conversation.
Well, Marcus, we are very happy to see that you are all right, though, friend.
Oh, I don't know that I would say that I'm all right. This is not, again, my natural state. This is not how I should be.
But you are alive.
In a sense, yes. I don't mean that in some, like, really weird, like, I'm actually dead kind of way. I'm just not me, really. I'm maybe more Selena at this point than I am myself.
Yeah. Still here, nonetheless. And despite what is going on, she is also alive in some form.
Again, in a sense, yes.
Which means it is, should be, fixable.
I sincerely hope so, because I do not want to live the rest of my however long lifespan as a talking arachnid.
Can you take us to where the ritual was performed?
Oh, hells no.
Of course.
I would honestly, if I were to venture there with you, I would most assuredly die.
Can you tell us how to get there?
Yes, I can do that. It is, not exactly intuitive. These tunnels, they're quite complicated. Especially since Selena tends to spend most of her free time tunneling out more.
Mm. You know, Marcus, you are the only arachnid that I consider a friend of mine, but I am very eager to make you stop talking now also. Can you get us close? You don't have to take us all the way.
I can get you as close as I can, but again, it'll take some instinct to get you the rest of the way.
Well, then get us where you can and wish us luck.
But I must tell you that if we do run into Selena along the way, I will have to run. She will eat me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's unpleasant.
I can imagine.
I feel like I've gotten more British as this has gone on. It's part of the adaptation. I can't quite control it. But it seems that the more feral half of her has overtaken her mind, that she is now almost purely a huntress, and that if she were to see me, she would sense that part of her resides within me and attempt to kill it. You saw the reaction that she had just at her name.
Well, Marcus, she'll have to go through us first. So, well,
you know, hopefully
that will provide you a little bit of time.
Okay, she is quite large.
Trevor, might I point to, and I will kick the man on the floor again, the last person you tried to stop her from rampaging towards?
The last person was not my friend.
But you were attempting to keep him alive, and he, well, kick him again.
You are very hostile towards that dead man.
He said some things that made me angry, and I didn't get to take anything out on him while he could feel it.
I guess I can't really blame you. I should hold some amount of resentment towards him, but I don't know why, but I do not. I guess...
Well, perhaps we should go ahead and get to move on.
I guess. So, actually, you'll have to backtrack just a hair to get back to the main hub, and then we will start moving towards... towards her clan from there. No, what's he looks around at the corpses on the floor. What's left of them anyhow? And he will kind of start walking towards you, kind of with the intention of going past so that he can lead.
That's fine. I'll follow. I'll move out of the way and then follow him.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kick you a little bit there. These legs are actually a little bit difficult to control. It seems that whatever part of Selena that was used to two legs is definitely not made for eight. It was a little arachnid joke. I hope you enjoyed it. And he skitters along. So he walks back to the central chamber and kind of peeks behind. Are you coming?
I'm following.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Harkos, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I just...
I'm bringing up the rear, as you do.
Okay. So he walks towards the central chamber. And once he gets there, he kind of turns in a few circles. He will comment, "Wow, she truly has been busy down here." This way, and then he just starts going. So you went kind of like northwest, that he goes more like pure west from the best that you can tell underground.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Is this to him or
is to you.
Okay.
This is to you. Would you allow me at the entrance to the tunnels to use like mending on a crack in the wall to fuse it together like with my hand to leave a mark to show us which?
I don't think that you have to go quite that far, because like the spell mending takes a minute to cast. You should have stuff like chalk and whatnot in your packs, because that's kind of what it's there for, is to mark out areas that you've gone through and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or you could break, your hammer could obviously smash something so that you could kind of see which direction you were going, and unless you...
That's probably the better idea then, because like I thought chalk or something at first too, but that can get wiped off.
Well, yeah. So you want to like, do you want to break something off, or do you want to like make some kind of different mark that you can trace?
Yeah, maybe I'll just give it a solid swing at the entrance of each of them.
Okay. So like as you're taking different tunnels, then you're going to make marks so that way you can find your way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you guys start to progress along that way, and when you're going along, you could tell that this would have been exceedingly difficult to try to attempt by yourself.
Great.
That there's a lot of weird twists and turns. And like as you look back behind you, your kind of idea of where you were and which direction you're going, as you look to backtrack a little bit, you're like, oh wow, that is not the direction that I thought we came from. Like you take it like it imagine taking a left and then looking back and realizing that you actually took a right. Like that's the kind of like weird stuff that's happening to your brain as you're going through. But he follows along for he has you guys follow along with him for maybe about an hour. So can I go ahead and have the two of you each roll a D12 for me?
I mean, you can, but we're not going to do it.
No, you're going to do it or I'm going to do it.
I have a 3.
Okay.
I have a 7.
Okay. So after about 45 or 50 minutes or so, you see Marcus start to kind of slow down a little bit as he he kind of makes a couple of comments. He's like, we are getting quite close. I will take you just a little bit further. And about that time, you hear footsteps. Not skitter steps like you know, you would have heard from Dryderlina, but some pretty solid, loud footsteps. But they seem to be pretty far away down a tunnel, but you can't identify their exact source, but they don't sound close.
Okay.
But when those footsteps come, like you hear them, Marcus seems to stop and take a look behind you and was, do you want to investigate that or do you want to continue?
Jesus. Continue on.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. We shall... last time it seemed to be nothing.
Just keep an eye behind us.
Okay.
Two eyes, as often as I can spare them. So... it was a Lord of the Rings joke, but okay. For some reason, Marcus is being very fourth wall breaky, and I don't know why. He has gained this knowledge. It's a curse. But he continues on for another 15 or 20 minutes, and then he just stops dead in his tracks. He turns and looks back at you, and he says, this is as far as I can take you.
Fair enough. How do we go about getting to the next point?
So you will follow this path. It should stay straight for quite a while. But I cannot promise that. I do not know if Selena has done anything here. But
fair.
You will continue on until you reach the barrier wall. You will know that because it will be a massive cavern with... It will look like a artificial structure that has been built inside of this cavern. Once you find that, then you must follow it north. As far as you can, and once you meet the end, you will find a door if you look hard enough.
Thank you, Marcus.
That's the best that I can do.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you are most welcome, my friend. I sincerely hope that none of you die.
Same for you.
He walks up and like he puts out a hand as if to shake your hand. Like he puts out a leg.
I will do it.
Oh, nice. Very nice grip. Harkos, he turns to you. He holds out an arm.
Oh dear. Harkos will very... falter for a moment and then very sheepishly reach out and give him a dead fish handshake.
Oh, Harkos, I hope you don't do interviews with that.
No offense, I'm still not quite fond of...
No.
Not you personally, just
the arachnid people you are not as much a fan of. I can understand.
Thank you, Marcus, for helping us. You have more legs than is necessary, that is all. Nothing should be able to run that quickly. Except for me getting away from one.
What's that monk speed? You are very quick. You're faster than I am now.
It's the wings.
Indeed, best of luck. If you are able to break this, then I should hopefully revert back to my former self, and Selena will be able to call to me, and I will rejoin her.
All right. Well, I shall take the lead, and Phil, you want to take the rear?
Harkos, were you... Are you good back there, or do you want me to take over the back?
Well, I thought I was doing okay, but maybe Trevor has an opinion on that.
Nope, that was Brad's brain, not... I thought we had Phil in the bag.
Oh, I see how it is. Making up excuses again, are we?
Jesus.
He wanted to be as far away from Marcus as possible.
You don't know why I made the choices I made.
Harkos, I know you a little bit at this point.
I wanted to be as far away from Marcus as possible.
But now that he is going his own way, do you want to continue with the back, or do you want me to take over?
I can handle it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. Obviously, you can be nearby, but I've been here long enough now that I'm kind of just in it at this point. It's going to be just as hard to get out as it will be to keep going. So,
So I will stay behind Trevor, and then Puffles, you can stay behind me, and then Harkos will take up the back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So you proceed on.
But before we, like, I'm going to take a few steps and I'm going to turn around and say, Marcus.
Oh, yes. He comes skittering back around the corner. Oh, I was actually almost out of earshot. I'm glad you said something.
Please take care of yourself.
Oh, I most certainly will. That is a top of my priority list. I hate to say this, but I am afraid that if something were to happen to me, I don't think that you could get Selena back to the way that she should. Toodles! And then he turns and starts skittering back away.
Onward.
All right. So you proceed forward. Go ahead and roll up some perception checks for me.
That is a 21.
Oh. All right.
What'd you get?
I also got a 21, but I got mine, like, separated, so I got a 1 on the die, and I have a +2 to perception.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got the pieces. If you want to set it up like a ransom note, I could cut out the 2 and the 1, and I...
I also got a tiny moment.
Puffles did just a little bit better than you, so not great. But Phil got a 24. So Phil, you will kind of see Phil perk up, and Trevor, you hear this, that there is a hum, not like a voice hum, like, but a like steady thrumming hum noise coming from ahead of you.
Interesting.
Go ahead and roll roll an insight check.
25.
Damn.
18 plus 7.
Damn. This humming
yeah,
noise.
Yeah, that's right.
This humming noise is quite familiar to you. Because you were you died inside of it. This sounds like leyline magic.
Dear God.
I shouldn't be laughing.
It worked so perfectly that it was you that that it fit, and that it was Phil that also made the check. It's kind of funny. He didn't get the insight check. He rolled shit on that, but so you recognize this sound, that it's the sound of the ley lines, like from a distance.
From a distance.
So, gosh, can high or low?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So, so Trevor hears it and stops and listens and like focuses in, and once he realizes what the sound is, I think subconsciously he would freak a little, and he like goes ghost white.
Trevor, are you well? There's a strange noise from up ahead. I'm surprised that you all don't hear it. You must have earwax built up, but there's something up ahead. Trevor, can you hear what it actually is?
It's quite rude, Phil. I'm in the
Sorry.
Back. It's not my fault.
Phil, it's not a strange noise. We've heard it before.
How do you mean?
On the train.
You hear a train? Is this the madness that Marcus was speaking of? If we've been here too long?
It's the magic.
Oh, gods.
What?
There's a spout of ley line up ahead?
That is exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, gods.
There's a what?
There is a ley line magic close. And I believe we are headed towards it.
So Harkos is very like deliberately pushing past Trevor to get in front of him, and then going to turn around and say, I don't care. You're gonna stay behind me for this.
I mean it, what are the chances? Right?
I don't care. You're staying behind me for this.
Lead on.
So you proceed onward?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so you proceed on. As you continue walking, the sound definitely gets louder. At this point, everybody can hear it. That it's not like an overwhelming noise, but it's just a constant noise in the background. That it's taken over like the little drips that you'd hear, like the typical cave noises. That it's pretty much taken over all of the background sound. And these tunnels have been pretty much constantly dark, but you can see that there is definitely a very bright light source that is up ahead. But as you continue forward, the path starts to widen out a little bit, and the tunnel begins to get a little cleaner, like it was done more professionally than some of the others that you've been in. And then the light becomes almost overwhelming as you start to get towards the end of this tunnel. And once you breach the end, that you walk out, that you can see as your eyes begin to adjust to this difference in light, that there's a massive carve out of this underground terrain. And by massive, it is hundreds of feet high. That with long, concerningly narrow pillars that seem to be supporting the roof structure of this cavern that look just absolutely gorgeous. They are carved into intricate patterns with like totem poles. But they're like elven figures that have been carved into them. And the higher these go, the more, I don't want to say grotesque, but like it fades until eventually at the top, like the top support structure is an upside down spider. Yeah, like that is the cap to these columns. But you can see these every certain distance, they seem very symmetrical, that, you know, they're definitely made into a pattern. They are quite stunning to behold, just because of the sheer scale of them. The next thing that you would notice is that there is definitely ley line magic. And you can see maybe 100 or 200 feet behind these pillars, there is just a wall of leyline magic that is sprouting up from beneath the ground here. This is the next thing that you notice, and this is something that none of you have ever seen before. In cracks along the ground, there is light, but it's flowing almost as if it's liquid. And this bright rainbow light river is flowing to this wall of ley line magic, almost as if it's feeding into the greater structure of, or, you know, this greater wall that is in front of you.
Now, cracks like under our feet?
Not directly under your feet, but you can see them scattered around inside of this massive cavern. Like, think like some are stream sized, like you would think of little like backwoods creek type thing, and then there's one or two that are massive like a river.
So okay, so they're flowing like liquid light.
Yes.
And but the ley line stuff is like chaotic wind force type thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the wall that you see on the other side of the pillars, and then this liquid, whatever, you know, source it is flowing, that it's not sprouting out of the ground in that like wind shear like the rest.
So another question.
Mm-hmm.
Do the cracks in my hammer look about the same?
Interesting. Similar, yes.
Yeah.
It has a similar like look to it, but the you know, the cracks in your hammer are not liquid, but it has a very similar feel to it
How close are we to, like, a small one?
A small one? Here, let me randomize it a little bit. The closest one to you is about 90 feet away. And it looks to be towards the south. So if you don't know your cardinal directions, left would be south, yeah. Right would be north, and straight ahead is west.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to follow to the north.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any to the north?
Yeah, but they're much further away.
Well, if we're supposed to go north,
that other one's closer
well that way. I don't. I'm on to your schemes. We're gonna go north.
Do you go straight north from here?
That's what we were supposed to do, wasn't we?
Was it?
Look, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Nick.
I would prefer if you asked Ken.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, Brad, I'm sorry, okay? I was not...
He said...
I apparently was very in character in staring at the ceiling.
He said you'll come to the opening with the wall and then follow the wall to the north. And if you look hard enough, you'll find a door.
Okay, all I heard... So clearly I missed the follow to a direction, because I remember what my ears latched onto was follow to room, and then when you look hard enough, you'll find a door, which I didn't appreciate, because Nick ain't in the mood for puzzles. But that's okay. Yeah. That's kind of the shtick, and that's what we're gonna have to do. But I 100% missed the direction. If you think it's north, I'll back you. All 100% back, yeah.
Follow the wall to the north, and if you look hard enough, you'll find a door. So it makes me wonder if the wall is the ley line.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Let's go north.
Are you going up to the wall, or are you just heading north from where you're at? As I said, this cavern is absolutely astoundingly massive. Much more massive than you would have thought anything underground could be.
Okay, so
to get closer.
So on that note, Akos, do you think that's the wall Marcus was talking about?
I mean, it's a wall, and I mean, we can't really go through that one. So,
unless that's what he meant by look hard enough for a door.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not like we can keep going straight. Or if you know your cardinal directions west, hoi 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 hoi.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's not like it hurt, and the other side was quite beautiful, but that is terrifying. Death does not necessarily scare me either, so I don't know what is going on.
It scares me enough for both of us, so maybe you just keep a sizable distance.
Well, we need to follow it, so...
Yes, well, you can follow it less closely. You and Phil, both.
I'm not opposed.
Oh, but not me?
Listen here.
Oh, cat can just get sucked up into the ley lines. Nobody cares.
Listen here, Puffles. I didn't let you get sucked out of a train. I let the other two get sucked out of a train. So if you and I...
Gosh, you didn't let me get sucked out of a train either. Speaking,
Trevor, if Puffles, if you and I have to get sucked out of a cavern, then so be it. As long as I don't have to watch it happen to either of them ever again.
Well, proceed on. So you're walking towards the wall, and then you're gonna take a hard right from there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna walk towards the wall and follow the wall north.
Which is to the right.
Yes.
I'm just stating it that way.
I know. Because Brad doesn't want to get caught in weird fucking. Be like, you said you were going right. No, you said we were going right, and I agreed.
So you walk towards the wall. You both have a very clear memory of the sound that these ley lines made.
Oh, I'm sure.
The intense, like, gale force wind and overwhelming power of them. This is not the same. As you get closer to them, that hum is still there, but it seems more contained than it was when the hole was blown open on the train. And then you make your right turn to begin heading north. As far as you can see, to the limits of your vision, this wall just never ends. It just doesn't stop. It just continues. And you walk and you walk and you walk and you walk.
Hold on, sir. Mm-hmm. When we make it to the first river of magic, mm-hmm. I want to take a closer look at it.
Okay. You walk and you walk and you walk, and you don't feel as if you're getting any closer to the next river.
Lovely. It's like 90 feet to the other one.
You turn around, the other one, the when you kind of like peek behind your shoulder, it looks maybe like 100, 110 feet away. Like, it looks a little further.
Of course it does.
Go ahead and roll intelligence.
Like
roll an intelligence check.
Balls.
Hey, that's a good, decent roll. I got an 18 total.
I don't have a fucking clue.
Okay.
five.
So you're looking, Trevor, you look behind you and you're like, man, that just doesn't seem any further away. Arcos, when you look behind you, you don't see that river anymore. It's gone.
Okay.
And you see Puffles kind of like looking behind him and kind of quizzically, you know, trying to observe his surroundings. And he looks back at you and he says, Harkos, ahead looks no further, but behind looks much further. This is very odd.
Do you mean behind looks much further? I can see the river right there.
Oh, the river's gone.
No, it is not. I'm looking right at it.
Trevor, you look back behind you and now it's gone. And Phil kind of does the same thing, like he does a double take, and he's like, wait, what? And Puffles will pipe up again. He says, that had to have been some kind of illusion to throw us off.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it is raw energy that is just permeating this entire room.
And it could be just latent effects from the ley lines themselves. It's just that much power. It's
who's to say what exposure will do?
It seems like Trevor would be able to answer that, but that's neither here nor there.
It does not feel as powerful or chaotic, I guess, would be the...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we were on the train and the train car was split open, that we could feel, we were no further away there than we are now. And you can't even feel a draft from it. This is much different.
That was also all the way on the surface. It had traveled and burst forth from the ground. For all we're deeper now. We're closer to the source. Think of a shotgun blast. The the spray.
What is this shotgun that you speak of?
Have you not seen an artificer use their blunderbuss?
Oh, blunderbuss. Oh, okay, okay. So that is what they call it in your neck of the woods.
Yes, that's the Orin word for it.
Oh, okay.
Gab, can't high or low again.
Let's go high again. I'm.
The further out a blast gets from the blunderbuss, the more spread and chaotic the damage is. I just wanted to finish my thought. Brad did a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, it was Ken decided shotgun wasn't okay to say, so.
Harkos.
Whatever your idea is, my answer is no, but go ahead.
So out of character here. So we do have rope on us, yes?
Yes.
I know your worry, but I think I feel like we need to try something. I need to do something. Would you?
What is your something, Trevor?
What if we take the rope and we tie together? And I go towards the wall.
Oh, see, you must have missed the part back there in the tunnel, and I'm going to point back where from where we came, where I said that no matter what happens, you stay behind me. See, if you go into the wall, see, Trevor, the way directional things work, you're then going to be in front of me, and I will be behind you, which is the exact opposite of what I said back there. So I hate your idea, and it sounds terrible, but in order for my plans to stay in effect and keep you safe and behind me, I will do your horrible idea, and I'll walk into the wall, if that's what you think needs done.
Then I will come with you, because some of this is for me to...
You've nothing to prove!
I'm not trying to prove anything. I need to okay myself with it. It terrifies me. And I don't...
Can I ask that you wait? Give it a beat. We don't need to walk in at the same time. If it is something bad, we both don't need to fall ill to it. If you're going to go with me... Give it a beat. I'm not telling you to wait to try and get you to not go at all. Just, I know you're gonna go. Just don't go together.
If that's what you wish, yes, I will.
I fucking knew Brad was gonna bring this shit up. Mm-hmm. I knew when it was a wall. I knew Brad. I was like, Brad's gonna find some way to want to touch it. And Harkos is going to have to be a big boy and go, no, I'll do it for you. So I will. I'll get my fucking rope out from when we were climbing again. And I'll tie myself off at the waist with the end of it.
Okay. And then, Trevor, are you being his anchor?
Yep.
Okay. So how do you do this, Harkos? Do you just... try to step into it, or what do you do?
So first of all, Harkos is going to turn around and go, I'm not going to make some big thing of this, because I've never really thought about it, but if this goes poorly, just tell Cassie I was brave, and Trevor, I hate your ideas. And then he's going to turn back around and kind of take a couple deep breaths and go, it's okay, at least it's not spiders. And he's gonna close his eyes and then just attempt to, like, just walk into it.
Okay. So,
right foot first, just to be ultra detailed.
So you step forward with your right foot. And stepping into this is almost like stepping into a rushing stream.
Oh, goodness.
Or a very tumultuous river.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pull you, but you can feel that pressure around your foot as it pierces through the outside layer of this. And you step through the rest of the way. I want you to go ahead and roll a wisdom saving throw for me.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
It's a 5.
Okay. When you step in, you don't see what you expect to see. The ley line stuff is gone. Like that liquid feel, that rush of texture that you felt around you is gone. And as you open your eyes, you're laying on a very comfy bed.
Okay, pause.
Mm-hmm.
I know I failed the save, so I know Nick knows you're fucking with me. I'm not gonna try and break anything. Can we addendum that you said a very comfy nest? Because I would I would like to point out, if you say very comfy bed, Harkus is gonna go, this is wrong. Everything's wrong.
That's fair. All right.
So to make it so I can't easily get out of your mind fuck, I want to play into this. So it's a very comfy nest that I've built out of the comfiest of blankets.
Hey, so as you step in, blah, 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 yep. And you wake up in a very comfy, warm nest. There's like black and silvery feathers that are lined inside of here, along with the typical nesting material, along with pillows and heavy blankets and all that kind of stuff. But you awake, and you know, your eyes kind of adjust. It feels like you just had a real nice deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear something. Harkos! Harkos, sweetheart, it's time to get up. It's breakfast time. And that, my friends, is where we're gonna go ahead and call it. I'm waiting for a comment or anger or something, because I'm so used to it. I'm not used to Brad just laughing and then silence. Like, I'm uncomfortable in this moment.
Maybe that's what I want, Ken.
Okay.
Maybe I want you to be uncomfortable, and I want you to be worried about knowing that of the two of us, I'm closer to you than Brad is, and I do know where you sleep. I know how to take apart your bed. I know everything. I know it all.
Okay. Oh God! I don't think I've ever been so intimidated. All right, well, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, we would ask that you please give us some support through one of our various channels. The first way is through Patreon. We are Good Little Warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons, depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not your thing, you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. We're also on all your favorite ear bacon stations. And very active on Twitter. If you want to talk to a bunch of rad podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week you are the sound cleric of the light domain. Ooh. With your powerful holy light, you burn away the darkness that is the dumber parts of our recording sessions so that the true and honest spirit of our podcast can come through. Can you please burn us something fun to go out on? It wasn't as clever as my original one, but I can't remember what the original one was.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos, and big fuck you to Ken in episode 62. And let's just wait and see what happens to me in episode 63, I guess. This stuff will happen to other people, but, you know, I'm gonna be selfish. Week 2 of December, week 2 of Christmas, here we go. This week, I'm gonna get into it. I don't need to preface it. I'm kind of a one-trick pony when it comes to content and songs. We all know this already. I don't need to explain myself. So, without further ado, the Christmas-themed parody for episode... Christmas-themed? Christmas song. It's not Christmas-themed. I don't make it about Christmas. For episode 62. They're the most expensive part of D&D. Sure, the books add up quickly and dice towers as well as other gear. But dice, so many dice. Oh dear. They're the clackiest toys that I have. And they come in polys, but also there's metals. I want them all. Gonna have to give my bank a call. I've no got joke. Dice just for holding. Some sets are for rolling, and others I place on the shelf. Have others that are glowy, ones that look quite snowy, and some I keep all to myself. They're my most favorite thing to buy. Though they keep my wife yelling, I've got organs that need selling, so no time to waste. They're my favorite geeky thing. They're the best stinking things. I just can't buy enough freaking dice.
Yes. Fan-fucking-tastic.
There you go.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Merry early Christmas. and many more weeks, a couple more weeks of it to come.
Stop it recording.
All right, Mr. Passaro, we're going to have to go.
Passaro, my name is Pissarro. Yes. Last name is Pissarro.
Yes, Pissarro. I apologize. We're going to try this one last time. Do you have any questions?
Yes, so I have a few questions, actually. Are you recording Trevor and I's life? This doesn't feel real. I don't understand what's going on. I don't want to be here. What is a Rolling in the Geek? I'm so confused.
Great.
Cassie?
Another crazy one.
Doric?
Yeah, just,
who am I?
This is completely unusable.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.